What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Early Risers Podcast. This is Thursday Thoughts. I hope you enjoy. What's up, everybody? Skylar Deem here, founder of Early Risers and habit and performance coach. And today I want to talk to you about six things that you can be doing in order to boost your productivity. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever sat down at your desk or sat down at work or just attempted something new? You know, you said you're going to file your taxes, or you said you're going to finish filling out a spreadsheet at work, or you said you're going to go to your kitchen and clean it. And you set the intention to do this task, and a couple minutes into it, you find yourself distracted. You're on your phone, you remember something that you had to go do, and you find yourself doing that and following that impulse. Unfortunately, that's the way our brains are wired. We're not meant to pay attention to something that long. You know, the more time goes on, the less of attention span that we have. Studies are coming out now that are showing that our attention span is currently less than a goldfish, which is only like 6 seconds. So it's scary because if we attempt a new task and we sit down and we want to accomplish something, it's in our best interest if we stay focused on that task. And we do it as efficiently as possible. So how do we go about boosting our productivity? Like I said, I want to give you six things that you can do in order to fully boost your productivity so you can be more efficient, more successful, and you can just kill it. So the first thing that you can do in order to boost your productivity is to set goals for your work session. So gain clarity and gain a better understanding of what it is that you want to do and set intention of how you want to do it. So say you sit down at work and you have this spreadsheet that you have to fill out. When you sit down, you say to yourself, okay, for the next 50 minutes, I am going to go through this spreadsheet. I'm not going to get distracted. I'm not going to get up and get a drink. I'm not going to go talk to a coworker. I'm fully focused on the task at hand. And when you set a goal, you're actually 10 times more likely to complete that goal. So in order to really boost that productivity and stay concentrated, having that goal in the back of your mind will help. The second way that you want to boost your productivity is you want to keep your workspace clean. Now, our brains are wired to basically find distractions. You know, we'll be working at something and we'll just start thinking of all these things that we want to do. And if we're in a room or an environment that's cluttered, our brain is going to think about all these things and we're going to find ourselves even more distracted. So find your workspace. Whether that's your desk at work, your desk at home, wherever that you want to accomplish these things, and make sure it's clean. Because if you have less going on, you're less likely to have your attention diverted. You're less likely to take your focus off the task at hand. You're less likely to look around at all the clothes on your floor and say, you know, I should clean these up now. Or you're less likely to look at that bin right next to your desk that has a bunch of cool stuff in it and say, you know, let me try using one of those things right now. So keep your workspace clean. The third thing that you can do in order to boost productivity is to create a to-do list. And I'm not saying a to-do list in the old-fashioned sense where you write down and you set goals of what you want to accomplish. What I'm saying is when you're working, keep a piece of paper nearby or keep, you know, a screen open on your computer. And when your brain does invent these things that you have to do, write them down. Don't do them. Don't go interrupt your work session to go do them. Just write them down, put them on paper, come back to them after. Because like I said, your brain picks these things out. You'll be working and you'll be concentrating, and then you'll think about, oh man, I forgot to text my friend about something. And you go to text them, you spend time doing that, and then you come back and you have to refocus and take the time to do that. Whereas if you just think about it, quickly write it down, get back to the task at hand, it's not going to have as adverse as an effect on your concentration levels. So keep a paper nearby, and whenever something pops in your head of something that you have to do, just write it down. The fourth thing that you can be doing to boost your productivity is to turn your phone on Do Not Disturb. Now, this is a big one. Just throw it on vibrate, throw it on silent, throw it on airplane mode even. And not only that, but you want to get it out of arm's reach. So if you're sitting down at your desk, put it across the room, put it in a different room. Put it somewhere where you can't reach it if you just go grab. Because when we're working and we have an addiction to our phone, our body and our mind create these impulses where we just, out of nowhere, we have the impulse to check our phone. And so even if you put it in your desk, even if you put it face down away from you slightly, you're still going to have that impulse. You're going to grab it. You're going to check it. And that few seconds, those few seconds that you take to check it, can actually really, really reduce your productivity because it takes your mind away. You see the screen. If there's something on the screen, you're probably going to investigate. And even if there's not, you're still taking your attention off, and it's going to take time to readjust. So turn your phone off, turn it on Do Not Disturb, and put it away from you. The fifth thing that you can do to boost your productivity is to take breaks. Now, say you have a task that's going to take you 3 hours to do. If you just try to grind it out for those 3 hours, you're going to burn yourself out. So a method that I like to use is the Pomodoro technique, where you set your timer for 25 minutes, you work, you grind it out for those 25 minutes, you fully concentrate, and then you take 5 minutes after that is up to take a break. My recommendation, if you do use the Pomodoro technique and you do these chunking styles where you work for a certain amount of minutes and then you take a certain amount of minutes of a break, on your break, don't check your phone. Do a couple air squats. Go take a walk around your house. You know, go get up, get a drink. Try not to get sucked into your phone because it really is a place that you can kind of just lose your train of thought, lose your concentration, and, you know, you can even get sucked into the rabbit hole and just, you know, you say you're going to take a 5 minute break and 20 minutes later you're still on your phone. So Pomodoro technique, taking breaks in general, is another way to boost your productivity. And then finally, the sixth thing that you can do to boost your productivity, my personal favorite, is to wake up early. Now, the mornings are the perfect time to get work done because no one else is awake. It's the start of the day, so you have a fresh, clean slate. Your mind's ready, your body's ready, and you have that time and you have that willpower to stick to your work. So if you have something that you want to do, if you want to accomplish something and you need the time to concentrate, if you wake up early and you work on that, you're going to be so much more productive than if you were to do it later in the day. And of course, not only that, but you're going to guarantee time to do it. Because if you wait until later in the day, things may come up. You may be asked to stay late at work. Your friend might invite you out. Something may come up to really just pull your concentration off of what you wanted to do. So the goal is to wake up early and get that done. You know, you want to take the time to really have that full concentration where your roommate's not going to barge in and interrupt you because your roommate's asleep, or your kids or your spouse or whoever you live with. You know, you're going to be fully alone and fully allowed to concentrate. So the six things, again, that you can do to boost your productivity are to set goals for your work session, make sure your workspace is clean, create a to-do list, turn your phone on Do Not Disturb, take breaks, and wake up early. And if you do these full things and you walk into a work session with intention, you're going to be the most productive that you've ever been. So I'm challenging you right now, try this out. Next time you do something, next time you want to fully concentrate at something on work, utilize these six tips. And if they help, let me know. You know, if you find this information useful, share this video with someone else who might. This is stuff that can truly change your life. This is stuff that can change your productivity. And if implemented, you're going to see amazing changes. So with all that being said, thank you so much for watching, listening, as always. You know, if you find this useful, share it or reach out to me and just let me know that you liked it. You can leave a comment below wherever you're watching or listening, or hit me up on Instagram at Early Risers Movement. But with all that being said, thank you for watching, keep killing it, and I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Thursday Thoughts. I appreciate you. I will be sure to talk to you next time. And make sure that, as always, you keep killing it. Take care.